that's how the just shouted by faith. We see everything as done, and then it becomes manifested. That's how we move in faith. You know, Jesus, he kept moving forward even when he was going through the most intense pressure because of the joy that was set before him. His vision kept him going, right? His vision gave him endurance because of the joy set before him. He knew he was going to have great glory with God. And all he had to do was stay focused and keep moving forward. And that's our vision is our endurance. God showed that to me when I was doing a one-on-one with someone. It just come out. Yeah, our vision is our endurance. And then the first of scripture comes straight to my mind. Not the first of scripture, but the record that, you know, Jesus endured the cross, despising the shame, you know, because of the joy that was set before him. And it's no different for us. So whatever challenges you might be have over there, little, big, small, medium, they all matter to God. But we don't let them become a concern. You know, we just, okay, keep our eyes on the things above. And we know about the gathering together. We know about the parousia, you know, we're going to be two parts of the return is that the first thing that will happen is that we be gathered together to meet the Lord face to face in the air. That's our hope, right? What a great hope. That's the joy set before us. That keeps us moving, right? When things ain't so going so good for us at times, you know, we just look at that wonderful hope and that joy and rejoicing. And then the second part of that return is when we come back to the earth with the Lord Jesus Christ at the end of those 7 years of tribulation type of thing that will happen. And so we're in a win-win situation, you know, all the time. We are in a win-win situation. It's where we set our mind, isn't it? You know, we can look at the doom and gloom and go by our thoughts and our emotions and our feelings or things. And it's so easy to do that. We can all get caught out on it at times. You know, I have got caught out on it a few times. And I'm like, oh, what am I thinking? Why am I feeling this? But this is ridiculous, you know, and I bring my mind back. And then I start to say what God says. You know, I start to declare what God says. And then, you know, and I meditate on who I am in Christ. I think about my job. What's my job? What have I got to do? You know, what does God want me as a son of God to do, as well as a leader to do? And then I put my mind and my thoughts on those things. And then whatsoever things are lovely, pure, you know, beautiful, virtue, of good praise, lovely. You know, we think on those things. So we can control our thinking. We should learn to control the narratives in our minds. You know, because there's many voices in the world, isn't there? Many things going on, many perspectives and opinions about many different things. And what we got to learn to bring our minds to is not get caught up in everybody else's opinions and somebody else's, you know, really serious opinions on this. This is what I really think, you know. But what does God say? That's what we want. What is God saying about these things? And then if God says different to everybody else, I'm going with God. And if you agree with God, fantastic. Then we can walk together, you know, like-mindedness. So we, you know, we got a great life. We really do have a great life. It's again, where we put our thinking, our thoughts, our words, what we're saying, your words of creating and framing your world. And, it's just getting over those emotional feelings. And there's good feelings and there's bad ones. I'm talking about the negative ones. Those negative ones is like recognize them because they're sly as well. Sometimes you can be having a negative feeling, not even realize you're having a negative feeling. Recognizing it, you know, catching it on. And to, you know, walk wisely, to walk with your eyes open, to walk circumspectly, to walk in that power and authority. The direction, no leader set direction on things. And where we're moving. And, you know, so we move at the direction of God and we encourage people to go to God, to really pray for your field and to really pray for that one key laborer. If that's your desire, that's what you want to do with God. Some people may not want to do a fellowship. That's fine. They may want to go to one, but be a vital part if you're going to go for one. Speak the same words. Just because you may not desire a leadership role doesn't mean to say you cannot encourage and come alongside in faith with people. But for me, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We will serve the Lord by serving God's people and by giving those encouraging words, holding the line, being straight, being honest, being loving, being kind, giving the right words according to our understanding and our education with God, you know, what we've learned from our leaders, and doing it with a pure heart with no motives in it, apart from that, for people to rise up and move with God. with a full focus, with a full heart, you know, and you are working with people all the time. People are up and down like yo-yos because they follow their emotions. When you see someone that's up and down all the time, it's because they're being led by their emotions, not by the spirit of God. See, now emotions are there, but we got to learn to bring them subject, you know, to Christ. Because if I'm feeling, you know, unloved or unworthy, it's a lie. That's not who I really am, is it? What really matters for me is what God is saying about me and who he values me to be. And when I start to only depend upon that, I'm not going to worry about what anyone thinks of me, am I? I'm not going to worry about what anybody thinks about my opinions. And I'm going to be bold, like Jesus Christ was bold, fearless. Because he knew he was with his dad and his dad would always provide for him. And so God would always provide for us, no matter the spiritual climate, the physical climate, relationship climate, your emotional climate, your mental climate. No, it's the entrance of God's word that brings light, and it's setting our thoughts on things above, and we expect the best. We shouldn't be expecting anything less than the best for us and for the people that we're with and for the people that we minister to. I want everyone to be so successful because I know they can be, because God has already made us winners. It's already there. Just like all the healing, all the deliverance, all the answers, all the provision, all the wealth, God's, it's already been accomplished by Jesus Christ. It's already there, right? We just got to bring it into manifestation so we line up with what God says, follow his way, and those things are just released to us. They come to us. And to really move in faith, what God's been encouraging me again is like, we got to see ourselves already doing it. See yourself already prosperous. See yourself already victorious. If you're going through a situation right now, see yourself the winner. See the result that you want. That's what faith is. We see the result. And the circumstances may be screaming something completely different to you. Your emotions may be screaming out something completely different to you. But faith overrides that and sees the end result, sees what you desire as already done. And Jesus taught that in Mark 11, 22, 23, and 24. It's all that, I mean, it's all through the scriptures. You see it through the way that people talk and speak. Like Abraham, he was fully persuaded. He became fully persuaded. God worked with his faith, so he became fully persuaded that what God was able to do, he was also willing to do. So God's not only able to do everything he says, he's willing to do it. He's just waiting for us to line up, to come into agreement. And when we're lined up, baby, nothing's stopping you. Nothing can stop you. Even if hindrances come up, you'll get through. You'll just blast through them. You'll come around them, over them, under them, through them. You know, and God wants you to get through a wall. He can make you go through a wall. He can make you transparent. He can do whatever he wants. And it's called phenomenon when he does stuff like that, you know. And God does work in phenomenon as well as the natural things that he's already set up for us. So, like, we are winners. And that's what we just got to see ourselves as. See yourself like the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I can imagine Jesus, you know, when he spent time with the Father, just realizing who he was and the power he had and, you know, that God was never going to let him down and the boldness he had in his heart. And he was resolute. He was focused. He was unmovable. And he wasn't going to let anyone persuade him to think or do anything differently. And I'm making my mind up like that, you know. So, you know, we got to be different. I was doing a one-on-one with Frank. I've sent out a sharing. Was it yesterday? I was going to call it Weirdos for God. You know, I said, Frank, we got to be weirdos, mate. You know, really, we are weirdos. We're not to be the same as everybody else. If you're going to be the same as everybody else, you're going to just get what they get. If you're going to talk and think and act like somebody else, you're going to get what they get. We want to get what God wants us to have. We got to be different. We're extraordinary people. All of us are, you know, we're peculiar people, weirdos. You know, we're weirdos in according to the world's eyes. Oh, he's a bit of a weirdo, that bloke. He believes you can raise the dead. He believes he's going to be gathered up by Jesus Christ. What a weirdo. Yeah, I'm a weirdo, mate. That's what I mean. Like, we speak the truth and we stand upon it and we live it. We're not shy about it. And we're very bold in any circumstances to speak it whenever God shows us to open our mouth and to speak it, whenever that door opens, you know. And we're to be led by God. We don't just go everywhere like, oh, I'm going to speak here. I want to speak here. God, do you want me to speak here? Is it going to be profitable? Are my words going to be wasted? Is it going to fall on deaf ears? You open the doors for me. No, really learning to listen to God and walk with him, not manufacturing anything. Not thinking, well, you know, I feel a little bit crap today, so I'm going to go and witness to someone. Did God tell you to go and do that? Or are you doing it to make yourself feel better? Well, I feel I haven't ministered to no one lately, so I'm going to go and see who I can minister to. You know what? People will get healed, you know, because you've got the authority and power in you. You're naturally supernatural, right? So you will hear people, heal people. We healed many people. Me, Danny, I tell you, used to go out every Saturday, didn't we, down up to the cafeterias, and we used to minister to people. People got healed. Legs were grown out. You know, one old lady fell over, cracked all her head open, and she got healed from that. It was one winter when it was icy outside, never forget that. But many different situations and scenarios where we went out to purposely make up our mind, we're going to preach, we're going to have a witnessing breakfast on Saturday, and we're going to minister healing. You know, people got healed, but no one ever come to the knowledge of the truth. No one ever pursued us for the truth. You know, you would have think if you heal someone, which they did get healed, literally miracles, Danny growing out legs and stuff like that, ministering to people like that, we would do. And they see their leg grow out and they become normal. They got rid of the pain in their back because of the imbalance, but they never pursued for the truth. And that's why we want God to give us the laborers. We want God to open the doors, because the ones that come after you will stay with you. Those that God draws to you will absolutely stay with you. I might make this my sharing, didn't I? So, like, I can remember with Sangha, he said, Lawrence, you know, whoever God has drawn to you, they will stay with you. They won't go away. Even if they go up and down a little bit, they'll stay with you, you know. And that's what a laborer does. You know, if you think, I was sharing with someone the other day, 22 years of going to India, of knowing Sangha, and 20 odd years of going to India, I think I've shown that I'm desirous, right? I think I've shown I really want to know and learn. If I haven't, I don't know what to do next. You know what I mean? So, isn't it, love? I've shown my desire, and the amount of hours that I put into, like, the website, getting all that together, and editing audios and things like that, putting it out for the people, serving the people that way, as well as with my mouth and with my ministering. You know, serving the people through the website, making sure people can get to hear Sangha and other leaders and believers and yourself. You know, this is a wonderful platform that we've got. We've got a wonderful platform with Zoom. It's a platform where you can sound out, right? The website is also a platform where people can hear. They can see what we've done. And God is the one doing the work, you know? And so I've dedicated myself to the ministering of the saints. I've addicted myself to the ministering of the saints. This is what my life is about. It's about service and to work with leaders and hungry people. See, like a leader, a laborer will connect. They're not up and down every 5 minutes. Oh, I don't feel like calling today because I feel very emotional. Oh, yeah, someone said the wrong thing to me, so I'm not calling today. I'm soaking. No, 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 no. Regardless of how you feel, you know, like for me, regardless of how I feel, I always connect. I could have arranged yesterday to speak to Sangate tomorrow, and I could wake up feeling terrible, not even wanting to do it. But I've already made the arrangement. I'm not going to back down on my arrangement. And I know I'm going to get deliverance. I know I'm going to get some answers. I know I can say to Sangha, oh, I really feel like this. And he'll give me great words of encouragement. I haven't had to do that since I've reconnected, and that's 5 years. And we have great one-on-ones, you know what I mean? And Sangha really just gives great encouragement. I also give great encouragement because God works in me too. No, I believe that God works in me too, just as well. Like, and God works in you too, just as well. You got to believe this about yourself. You got to be confident of the spiritual ability that God's placed within you to communicate and to be a great leader and to be an encourager of God's people. You got to believe that you're a leader. You got to believe that you're of value, because you are, because God's put the value in you. It's called Holy Spirit. So see yourself as important. You are a VIP for God, right? You are a VIP, whether you feel not. We're not being big-headed with that. We're not saying, look at me, I'm a VIP for God, and I'm just as good as what you are because I got the same spirit. We're humble and we're meek. We know our place, and we walk with God, and we stay submitted to the Heavenly Father. We don't try and outdo anyone. We don't try and think ourselves better than anyone. We're to esteem people higher than ourselves, right? That's what we're to do. We're to serve one another in love. We're to speak the truth in love to one another. We're to encourage one another. I'm to see you, like my heart is to see you so successful. I see you bigger than me. I see you doing better than me. That's what a leader will do with his people. He will lead them to greatness as God leads him. As he's following God, he'll have the heart of God in his heart to see the success of the people, to serve them, to bless them. And the ones that are humble and meek and calm, they're the ones that are going to get the gems. They're the ones that are going to get the rubies, the diamonds, the gold of God's goodness, the gold of God's direction and understanding and wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Because you got to be humble. You got to put your own knowledge away and how good you think you may be, or how smart you think you may be, or how rich you think you may be. Right? You're nothing if you're not humble before the Heavenly Father and submitted to what he wants you to do. That's when God can go to work, is when we submit and say, yes, God, I'll do what you want me to do. I'll be humble. I'll serve. I'll give myself to the people, Father, because you need that. You need helping hands, you know? He has no hands but our hands with which to give him bread, right? He has no feet but our feet, which to walk amongst the almost dead. We say that we are his, and he is ours. Deeds are the proof of that. And these are the proven hours. Every day is a proven hour. Every day there's people perishing. Now, we've heard different things on the news, people losing their lives, being assassinated, killed, murdered, and all these type of things. Life is short, isn't it, right? And so some of these people are not born again of the Spirit of God. And they're getting taken out. The thief comes not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. We need to speak and preach the word. We need to preach the word concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, what he made available. And we need to move in the demonstration of the Spirit of God and the power. What is sang encouraged me the other week, and I shared it with you, that is the signs, miracles, and wonders that makes known the invisible God. It makes the invisible God visible because people can see God in action through you. That's why it takes a submitted will unto him. And we submit to God through our free will choice, not because someone's telling you to. It's because you see the need. You've had your needs met. You've been delivered and set free. And you see the need that your life is bigger than just this life, and that there is another life to come, and that there's people heading straight to hell, and there's people heading straight to separation from God, and we're standing in the gap. Jesus Christ already stood in the gap. Now we got to speak and let that be made known, what's available. Because the gospel of Christ is the power of God unto salvation. So it takes serious people. I only want serious people. I really do. Like people that are on it. People that I don't have to chase and wonder if they're okay. Oh, I haven't heard from them for a bit of while now. Oh, they were doing so well. They was honoring God really good. And now they stopped. Oh, and now they're in trouble. Oh, what's, and it's like that. It's, you know, we don't want none of that stuff going on because it doesn't have to go on that way. You can be smooth running with God. I've been smooth for the past 5 years because I stay connected to God. I stay connected to my leader. I practice what I've been encouraged to practice. I encourage the things I'm encouraged to practice, and I actually practice and do. And I see that the ones that do that are thriving, and you can really thrive. God doesn't just want you to survive. And, you know, when you look at the world now, people are just surviving, guys, but we're thriving. Even the guys in Nepal are thriving, even in their climate right this minute. God is with them. He's overseeing that. God is with those believers. And these believers believe God. They got to believe God, right? And it's got to change. We're going there in November. I will be going to Nepal with Mary Wade and other people from France and other places. And we'll be going to Nepal, regardless of the climate now. long as I can fly in there and land, I'll be going. Nothing's stopping me because my God is with me and my God will clear the way. And it's for the people of Nepal that he's going to clear the way for initially, right? And also so that we can go and learn because these guys are moving powerfully. So we need to keep these people in our prayers that they're, you know, that God just makes it nice and smooth for them. And that these people that have been oppressed come out of the oppression, you know, because Satan is the oppressor. Jesus Christ is the liberator. And we got God in Christ in us and we are as he is. So we can bring liberation to people through these wonderful heavenly words that he's given us to speak and to minister. Like what I'm speaking now is God's words. They're coming from God, what I'm saying. I haven't had time to sit down and think in this manner. But God wants us sharpened up. We shouldn't be like yo-yos. God says, do not be like a yo-yo. Thou shalt not be like a yo-yo. Right? Thou shalt be fixed with your eyes to God and moving forward in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God in the love of God with your eyes open and your hearts open to the Father, knowing that he's with you, knowing that if you need to bring minister healing to someone, you can. Knowing that if you need to raise someone up from the dead, that you can. Knowing that if you need finances, you'll get them. God is the source of all your supply. You know, I look to God. Yes, I know my supply comes through believers, but it can come through any other way as well. God can do that. He's done it. He can do it in many, many different ways. My Father owns all the gold, all the silver. He can dry yours up and fill mine up. And he can dry mine up and fill yours up. He can do whatever he wants. But if we're operating in those principles of God that he shows us, we are not going to lack. God wants us in a position blessed to be a blessing. He wants us the head and not the tail. He wants us above and not beneath. And so wherever there's oppression against a believer, that's not right. So we have to start declaring. We have to start looking people in the eye, you know. And we have to start getting on our hands and knees, being humble towards the Heavenly Father and seeking his direction. And he gives that direction. You know, and he gives that protection. You are surrounded by angels. Wherever you go, you are surrounded by angels. You know, in the book of Acts, I think it was Philip and all that, they were under persecution. They all run away and hid in their houses. You know, they didn't say that. What did it say? When they was under persecution, they went everywhere preaching the word. They preached the word. That is your defense, is preaching, is speaking the truth in love, being bold in uncertain situations or situations where you would never open your mouth. And if God is urging you to speak, then you speak. So we speak the word. We speak about the power of God, the goodness of God, the benefits of God, the kindness of God, the delivering power of God. We tell people about our amazing God and he's for them, with them. And we tell people, you need to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior because you've got separation from God right now. If you are not born again of the Holy Spirit, you need to receive Jesus as Lord. You need to believe that God raised him from the dead and that he laid down his life for you, that he received the suffering and stuff like that for you. What he went through was for you personally. And that God raised him from the dead. You need to confess him and make him as Lord. And making him his Lord is not just saying Jesus is my Lord. It's letting him be the Lord in your life. In other words, he's leading your life. He's directing you. Then you become led by the Spirit of God. You're doing what he does. That's Jesus's Lord. Speaking by the Spirit is Jesus's Lord. Living by the Spirit, you're making Jesus your Lord. Doing the things that God puts in your heart, that means Jesus is Lord in your life. That's what Jesus is Lord, not just a saying, not just a confession. There's some action, substance behind it, weight. So when we're living this, you know, we're practicing right now, aren't we, all these things, yeah? And we're living it. When you're living, there's substance. In other words, the manifested blessings start to manifest in your life. And then God upgrades you and starts to open up your understanding further on the spiritual side of it so that you can bring that spiritual into your physical. So God is really with you. This is not a game. Like being a leader is not a game. Everyone likes, I want to be a leader. Oh yeah, I would do that. Oh yeah. And then when I don't feel like it, I won't do it. No, this is for life, right? This is your life. Remember the TV program, This Is Your Life? This is your life. This is your life. And it's the best life. It's the happiest life. It's the most joyous life. And so anyway, leaders, if you're desiring, if you're a laborer, you will pursue. You will speak by the Spirit. You will be bold. You will honor God. You'll stay connected. You'll pursue. You'll pursue for, you're pursuing with questions and answers. You'll be looking for answers. You'll be going to God and you'll be coming to where you're connected. You'll be staying close. Someone that really wants to move will stay close, not just do your own thing, but you're free to do your own thing. Carry on. You're getting anywhere. How are you doing, by the way? Yeah, or are you just getting by day comfortably? You know, God wants you to live triumphantly, not just get by, not just, well, I'm quite satisfied. I've got all my needs met at the moment and I'm comfortable. You know, no, God wants you to be shining in these areas so other people can see it. How come you're so, I see you don't have a job and you're prospering. What's going on here? Well, my God, you know, I honor my God and I keep my God first and my God blesses me. Just like the Indians do. That's what they do, and people get turned on because you get to their carnal first. Then they see these, wow, look at this abundance. Look at this healing. Look at these miracles. And then you've got their attention, then their needs, they have needs. So then they ask questions. They pursue you for the deliverance and that they want that. And then they want to serve because they know the delivering God. I've known the delivering God. He's delivered me so many things. How can I not serve him? How can I not do what I desire to do right now? And I want to do more than what I'm actually doing. But I've learned in that we got to rest in him as well. We got to rest in God. That doesn't mean to say do nothing, just drinking cups of tea and coffee all day. Because I realized when I do that, I put on a bit of weight, you know, extra fluid and all that. So again, God is with you. We got this leaders meeting next Sunday, not this Sunday, the following Sunday. Man, get on there. Bring someone with you. Let's do different. Let's see who we can bring on this Zoom fellowship and who we can bring on to our own fellowships and who we can bring on to the leaders meeting. Or are we just going to be the same old faces, you know? Like, no, these are the established ones that I see on here now. I thank God for you. But God wants us all to multiply. He wants to multiply us. No, God's not just into single numbers. You know, he's into multiplication. And rapidly. You know, he said the word of Jehovah runs very swiftly. So you are ready to go. You are ready to go. Listen, you don't need to sit around taking loads of classes and loads of sharings. It's good to build yourself up. Get up in the morning, speak in tongues. Thank God for your wonderful day. Say great confessions from your mouth. This is my greatest day. I'm moving with my Father. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm blessed to be a blessing. Start declaring who you are in Christ. Be thankful for the things that you've got. Look to multiply yourself. Look to multiply others. Look to be a blessing. Give to the work of the ministry so that the ministers are free and can do the things. That's really important. And I'm going to speak about it. I don't care what people think about me. I'll speak about it because it needs to be said. No, be generous in your giving because God multiplying that. I am, and I'm a leader, and I really give because God's blessed me so I can give. And God wants you in that position where you're just like, you know, this is easy for me now. Before, I used to struggle to give like £10. It used to be a real struggle. Oh, I can't really afford that. I really need that. And I didn't. It was just my programming. Anyway, I'm going to stop there. I think that was a good introduction, as God was working to me to do that. And I think that, again, I am reading at the moment on Joseph in the palace, because there's so much in there. And there's so much about this stewardship. I will be doing some recordings on it. I just haven't got round to recording it, because I'm still reading on it. I want to make sure I know what I'm saying, you know, and to get the little bits and pieces right, because you're God's people. You deserve the best a la carte menu from God, right? And he will give the a la carte menu, but I need to know a little bit more of the background. And I'm enjoying reading at the moment. I haven't done reading for a long time. So just reading the records and seeing the things, it's absolutely wonderful. You know, when we look at a life of a believer in the Bible and how God worked with them, and he really is with us, guys. Come on, the you know, The sky's your oyster, in other words. Like, there's no limits to what God can do in you and through you. There's no limits to what God can provide for you. Deliverance, finances, relationships, laborers. God wants to add. There's people waiting to be spoken to through you. You've got to be ready. And you are ready to go if you make up your mind. Yeah, I'm ready to go. I'll speak thy word, God. And then you believe God to open up those doors. See it in your mind. See the end results of you with all your people that God's added to you, you know, through your prayers or praying for laborers. You've got to see it in your mind. You've got to see that you already got it. You've already got it. You've got to make that. I've already got the abundance. I've already got the people. Now, it may not be manifested, but it will be manifested. That's the point. God says light being light became. It's all there in the scriptures. Everything I'm saying is backed up in every script. You can go to the scriptures. And I've actually shown you from the scriptures these things. And it works. Like a hand fits in a glove.